Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear.
Hello there, folks. This is Smokey, the forest fire-preventing bear. Those singing friends of mine, the Sons of the Pioneers, have a song for you. But first, how about joining us on a little visit to a big star? Today, it's Danny Thomas. Mr. Thomas, I appreciate your taking time to see me, but why here? Why this patch of woods alongside a beautiful golf course? Wouldn't you be more comfortable in the clubhouse? After all, I just want to get your views on preventing forest fires.
Why meet here? Well, I'll tell you, Smokey, but let's talk about forest fires first. Now, they're mighty serious business, and no one should joke about them. As you know, I've done a lot of traveling around the country entertaining, and I've seen many states that would give anything to have some of their favorite forests green again. We mustn't take our forests and woodlands for granted, you know. They mean too much to us with their timber and wildlife for recreation and as a source of water. We can't afford to be careless with fire in the forest, no matter how much better off we may seem to be at times.
Well, thank you, Mr. Thomas, but you still haven't told me why you picked this meeting place.
Why, you see, Smokey, these woods are a regular old golf ball trap. I've pulled many of my shots into here time and again. Why, there must be dozens of good golf balls lying around hidden. I thought maybe with your wood savvy, you might help me look around a bit before it gets dark. And, Smokey, you can call me Danny.
Sure thing. Danny.
And while you two are hunting golf balls, the boys and I'll cover up for you with a bit of yippee-yay.
Now, prairie folks assure you there ain't nothing that'll cure you any quicker than the medicine they fix up for themselves. With their sulfur and molasses, pepper tea and mustard plasters in the camper bags and flannel rags that line the bunkhouse shelf. But here's one remedy that they use that never fails to chase the blues. Just try it for yourself and see the world get brighter.
When you get weary of trouble and care, here's what a cowhand would say. Cast your eye on the sun and the sky, yippee-yay, your troubles away. When you cut loose, watch your trouble famoose. Skies won't be cloudy or gray. No reason why you should worry or cry, yippee-yay, your troubles away. Scatter your woes with the sunrise. Everything's rosy and swell. Just sing a note through that lump in your throat. Greet the dawn with a cowboy yell. Here's what to do when you're lonely and blue. Make it a wonderful day. Cast your eye on the sun and the sky. Yippee-yay, your troubles away. Your woes with the sunrise. Everything's rosy and swell. Just sing a note through that lump in your throat. Meet the dawn with a cowboy yell. Here's what to do when you're lonely and blue. Make it a wonderful day. Cast your eye on the sun and the sky. Yippee-yay, your troubles away. Yippee-yay, your troubles away.
Well, that's it for now, folks. Thanks a lot for spending this time with us. You know, it's your own state forestry department, along with the Forest Service, U.S. Department of Agriculture, and this station you're listening to, that make these get-togethers possible. Until we say hello there again, this is Smokey and his pals, the Sons of the Pioneers, asking you to always remember, only you can prevent forest and woods fires.
Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, prowling and the growling and the sniffing the air. He can find the fires.